Track 23. Anna.
The time that I was very, very cold was a time when I was working in a small town in central Russia, and I was going to see some friends who lived on the outskirts of town, and they were worried about me getting lost, and they said that they'd come to the tram stop to meet me. But I wanted to be independent, so I told them, "Don't be silly, of course I'll find it." And on the day of the visit, it was very, very cold. It might have been minus 30 degrees Celsius or minus 22 degrees Fahrenheit, but it might have been colder than that, and it was so cold that at some of the tram stops and bus stops, there were bonfires lit, special street fires to keep people warm. And I think it was a day when the schools were closed, when the children didn't go to school because it was so cold. So I put on all the clothes that I had, all the scarves and sweaters, and I took the tram to the outskirts of the town where my friends lived way out at the end of the line, and I got off the tram, which was heated, into this cold white world. And it was so cold that when you breathed in, little balls of ice formed in your nostrils. You had to keep a scarf over your mouth and nose. About a minute, 2 minutes after getting off the tram, my feet and hands were already hurting, they were so cold. So I was walking around trying to find the apartment, but it was completely anonymous, this landscape. And there were these huge snow-covered white apartment buildings. These buildings, 15 or 16 floors, but they all looked exactly the same. And I couldn't find the name of the street either. And it was very, very quiet. And the tram had gone. And I began, actually, to get very frightened because I was feeling so, so cold. My feet and hands had gone beyond hurting almost. I couldn't feel them anymore. It was pretty difficult to breathe because of the icy scarf over my mouth and nose, and I just couldn't find where they lived. And I asked an old lady the way, but my Russian wasn't good enough. She didn't understand me. And I was beginning to really seriously panic when suddenly in the distance I saw my friends. They'd come to find me, and they took me home.